When you closed your first commercial deal, what's the craziest thing you bought?
Well, I shop till I drop, so take it 1 hour at a time. Don't think too much about the future, but know what your goals are. Write down your goals every single day and take little action steps, even if it's just something small every day.
The fact that if you can surround yourself with the people that are going to support you and are where you want to be, automatically you kind of like trick your brain into be like, oh, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome to Brick by Brick, the podcast where we build your real estate dreams one brick at a time, all while cracking jokes and sharing personal growth insight. Brick by Brick is hosted by real estate and mortgage professionals who moonlight as comedians. Trust me, we are funnier than your normal real estate professionals. While our real estate and mortgage knowledge is as solid as a brick wall, the information shared here is primarily for chuckles and entertainment.
Woosa.
If you're looking for serious, no-nonsense real estate advice, please consult a qualified professional. But if you are here for some laughs and some property wisdom, you've come to the right place. Now let's get started with the show and let's make your real estate journey a little less concrete.
Welcome to Brick by Brick, redefining success. My name is Michael and this is the amazing, incredible Jessica.
Perfect. Welcome to Brick by Brick, Redefining Success podcast. We have an amazing guest with us. Yep. We have Natasha Utenier, who is a serial entrepreneur, an amazing real estate agent. She does commercial real and residential real estate.
Yeah.
She is also the host of an amazing multifamily meetup in Toronto that happens every month with her partner, Nicole. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, we're excited.
Actually,
I'm excited. We were talking earlier, and I didn't want to just get into like asking you questions because I want to ask you right on the spot.
For
it makes it more interesting. So I'm going to ask.
Go for it. I'm ready.
I always like take a second before you ask the question. He's a mysterious guy.
So, very mysterious.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, not the entrepreneur, where you came from, where you started. So I want to start from the beginning. Tell me how you started and how you got to be where you are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in a super small town. It's called Georgetown, Ontario, Canada. I grew up there and then I rode horses. Loved horses, was my passion, so I started riding competitively. And that taught me a lot of discipline and a lot about how to be determined and how to like practice every day because there's so much work and you have to be dedicated. So that whole part of my life, I realize now, it gave me the discipline, determination, and kind of the background you need to have as to be like successful in other areas of your life. So from that, I moved to Toronto, obviously went to college, university, all that stuff. I started actually in corporate. Mm. I was doing corporate event sales, corporate partnerships, sponsorship. I still do some consulting work in that space. So I worked for TD Wealth. I worked for Woodbine Entertainment, worked for Sheraton Hotels. It was super fun. I loved it. And then one day I was like, oh, man. Like I have a child. I have a 8-year-old, or sorry, 9-year-old now. He just turned 9. Son, I'm a single mom, so it was a lot. Like I had to commute every day back and forth, and you don't have control over your schedule. Mm-hmm. So noticing that, I'm like, I need to really have more control of my schedule. I wanted freedom. I wanted more financial freedom as well. So I decided to start my own clothing line for horseback riders.
Oh, cool!
Totally moved to the U.S. in Florida.
Wow.
With my son, the hub of horse country, and started this clothing line. We eventually now are wholesaling to over 80 stores in the US.
Amazing.
A few in Canada. Yeah. So it's been fantastic. And then I came back from Florida to Canada and I was like always passionate about real estate. Throughout this whole timeline, I was already buying and selling properties on my own and investing since I was like 21, I think. So I always wanted to be a real estate agent. And then one of my family members always told me, oh no, anybody can be a real estate agent. You need to do something more professional. Like this is a job for people that don't have education, blah, 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 like kind of dumping on it. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to be a real estate agent. Then during COVID, actually, one of my friends, we were chit chatting They were like, oh, you need to get your real estate license. I'll start giving you listings. I said, for sure. Wow. Done. Yes. 6 months later, fully licensed, ready to go. And yeah, that's how I got into real estate and been actively doing like mostly commercial, actually, and some residential. And I love it. I'm totally passionate about it. I've read every book, been on all the, listened to all the podcasts. So that's my future.
That's amazing.
So a quick question. I know you said you went to college here. Which college or university did you go to?
Yeah, I actually went to Humber. I did business management, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I went to Humber too because I'm like trying to figure out which college and which university did you go? Oh, wow, okay.
What did you take there?
I took engineering.
Okay.
And I transferred to York University to take business.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do engineering sitting on the desk.
I couldn't see you doing that either.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely not.
Well, that's the beauty of life, right? You can kind of transition into different areas. Like, that's what I did. If I didn't like something anymore, I right away was like, I'm done with this. I'm moving on.
That's an amazing energetic exchange, too, that you did, right? Like, making quicker decisions. I think life then kind of gives that in return when you do that. Like, you're able to understand what you want, and then you transition into that, right? Yeah. So even, like, when you said you focused on commercial real estate, which I actually wanted to jump on because there's not a lot of women in commercial real estate in Toronto, right? So how did you get into specifically commercial real estate? Like, give you a background about that.
Yeah, good question. So most of my contacts through my life are, I guess even now, a lot of the people that I know have businesses or are involved in development and business. So already throughout my path of getting my real estate license, I was already actively doing some not real estate related transactions, but right, learning from them and growing with them and stuff. And so I was already kind of a part of it in a way as like a spectator, you could say. And then as I got my license, some of my first listings were actually commercial warehouses.
Oh, nice.
So after this, I found Sam Park, who I'm on his team. He's a huge mentor to me. That's why mentorship, we'll probably touch on this later, is so important, because he gave me the knowledge and the understanding to be able to do the transactions. We, our team, Park Capital Group, we do around 100 listings a year.
Nice.
Wow. And 85% of that's commercial. But Sam Park is the leader of that team, and with his knowledge and expertise, he's helped me through a lot. And yeah, that's how I got into it, is basically my contacts and having a strong mentor. But yeah, commercial is definitely dominated by men. Even if you go to any of the events, like commercial real estate events, it's mostly a boys club.
Yeah. And how do you find that? Like, how do you maneuver through that is my question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like it's an advantage for a woman because they don't treat you as they would another man, because it's an advantage and it's a disadvantage, let me say. If I didn't have Sam Park with the knowledge and expertise that he has, kind of being transitioned into me, like that knowledge is now going into me and I'm able to really handle myself. But in the beginning, if I didn't know a question, I would go right to him. But yeah, it can be a disadvantage because people think like you're not as, you know, knowledgeable, or, you know, like they prefer to deal with men. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it can be an advantage because they're actually kinder to you.
In commercial, you have to be patient because closing a deal, it takes a long time. How do you find that process in closing that commercial deal where you have to be patient months? Not like, you know, residential properties, which you can probably close in 30 days.
Yeah, well, it really depends on the commercial unit. So, for example, I just sold a warehouse, closed in 30 days. Closed yesterday, actually.
Wow, congrats, congrats!
So it depends, but you're right. Patience is definitely a virtue, and there's a lot of complexities and knowledge you need to have to be able to dissect the deal, look at the financial statements, look at the environmentals, be able to advise your clients on those details and the use, the zoning, everything is so important and relatable to what your client needs and wants. So that is a huge timeline. It takes a lot of time on some deals, especially developments, as we're talking about. I know you're in development.
Yes.
those deals take a long time. Months, years, some of them. That is complex, and that requires a lot of patience.
Yeah, I find sometimes with clients, some of your clients probably say, I don't want to buy that unless this zoning is in there, and it's not in there, and you have to put it into the clause to make sure the city can approve it. So that's why it takes a long time. So that's why I was asking if the patience sometimes we're like really thin with some of your clients. Do you ever get to that point?
I would say people think real estate is easy. Guess what, guys? It is freaking not easy at all. Like, you are dealing with roller coaster emotions from your clients, from lawyers. You have to manage property managers. You have to deal with so many people that can blow up a deal.
Yep.
And it's every day. One thing can happen. If you're not on top of that, guess what? Your deal's getting blown up and you're everything's done. Yes. You have to manage it. Because lawyers... I love them, but they will be pessimistic, and they will pick up on things that are not even relevant. a 1 in a million chance of happening, and they'll make it a big deal, and they'll blow up the deal. Property managers, for example.
Oh, gosh.
We had a deal fall through the other day because a property manager didn't get the proper documents to the client, to the buyer on time. Mm. So guess what? They backed out. It's a process, but yeah, patience. Patience, people. Patience. It's a virtue.
Honestly, even on the market side, doing commercial deals, whole different ballgame compared to like residential. Because like you said, one document, and I have had happen too, where the deal fell through because the lawyers picked up on something that was like 1 in 1,000 chance. Mm-hmm. And now... the buyer is all scared about something that is probably not going to happen, and then the whole deal fell through.
That's why with all of my clients, I attend all of the meetings with lawyers, and I also manage the property managers. And what if my client needs a document, I am on that like white on rice. Mm-hmm. I do not have time for this to fall through because it happened to me, and I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
What I've figured out to do with my clients is I like to streamline everything.
Yeah.
So I'll tell my clients, the lawyer needs this. Then the lawyer will talk to me. I'll be like, my client needs this. Everybody's copy, but the conversation happens even before the document or anything is sent. So I know what's happening before that person gets it. So I know the rebuttal that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to know the concern. So that way I'm able to make sure that the deal is not blown up. But like, that's amazing. The patience is great. So with your mentor, how did you end up meeting your mentor? Because most people don't know how to meet mentors. They don't know where to go to meet a mentor.
And who's the right one as well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How did you end up getting into meeting your mentor right now?
That's a great question. It's actually really interesting. Not interesting for other people, but interesting for me. It all ties back to horses, actually. So I was with another real estate brokerage. I had no support whatsoever. There was like... the guy brought me in. He's like, yeah, I'm going to support you, blah, blah, blah. Like, not support, but just I'm the person. You show me what to do, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But if I don't have that, I'm kind of like, oh, okay. Like, it's a lot to learn on your own.
Yeah.
You do it, but the timeline is longer. Yep. You can compress it if you have a good leader.
I fully agree with that.
So anyways, I was on this team, and then I went to I started playing polo. Just for kicks and giggles in the spring. Horse polo.
Oh, nice.
So horse you're on horseback and you're hitting a ball with a stick. It's kind of like hockey on horseback. So
that's a great description.
Yeah. I joined this group. It's called the Toronto North Polo Club.
Nice.
They're up in Aurora. And I went to one of the lessons and I met a woman there. She was also a realtor. And she's like, oh, we talked. I'm like, yeah, I'm fairly new, blah, blah. She said, come to my brokerage. Just come sit in on a meeting. I said, yeah, for sure I will. I went on the Tuesday. This was on a Friday. I went on the Tuesday. And they're like, oh, like, what are your strengths? So I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. This is what I'm doing. These are some of my listings. And they recommended me to the Park Cap group. And we had a little chit-chat the next day or something. And I was like, oh, yeah. Also, I was going to sign up with Marcus and Millie Chap that week before. I got interviewed by Marcus and Millie Chap at their head office on King Street West with their director.
Nice.
Amazing guy. Mm-hmm. And he sent me the forms or whatever to sign up and all this stuff. But they're strictly commercial. You can't do any residential.
Wow.
Yeah. They're commercial. They're like CBRE. Marcus and Millichap is an investment, real estate, like CBRE. The other one, Colliers.
Colliers.
So you are not allowed to do any real estate transactions, and the split is 50-50, which is great if you're, you know, doing
more massive transactions. Yeah.
And I would do it too if I was strictly commercial. But no. So anyways, I'm almost like, yeah, I'm going to go with them. And then I met Sam and I was like, this is perfect. I can still do residential. And we also really connected. So that's how I met. Okay. Through my horses again.
Horses. Wow.
It's actually cool because something I like similar, I was switching my brokerages. And then I met an amazing person. Like you said, that company was amazing. Like nothing wrong. They sent me the forms to sign and everything. And they've logically, they're better because they're just focused on the certain thing. And then I met my principal broker now on the side, and we just connected.
Yeah.
We just connected. Something with energy made sense. There was amazing support. And sometimes, you got to go with that gut feeling. Then
you
just,
have to.
Right? And actually going by that gut feeling, I know you're big in like the spiritual and energy space too.
I do. I'm curious
about this.
Yeah.
Curious.
So I wanted to kind of ask you about that. Like, how did you get started on it? Or what did you learn? Do you meditate or what do you follow now?
So I am a Christian. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe in God. I've always gone to church growing up. Even when my son was born, we have always gone to church every Sunday. But it's not just about the religion rule book. For me, it's more of a spiritual connection with God and praying, prayer, power of prayer, you could say. So I always pray about my struggles and my dreams and all that sort of stuff. And what I do with energy is, for me, it's all the same. God, energy, whatever religion, they're all similar in my mind. It's basically a rule book of how to be a good person. And the energy you're talking about, I call it God. Mm. So what do? Every morning I try to meditate for 10 minutes, like the guided meditation. Mm-hmm. And then I pray. I pray every day with my son on his way to school in the car about, him, what he wants to do, what I want to do, thanking God. Gratitude's a big one that we all know about. And I believe 100% in the law of attraction and all that stuff. Yeah. Personally do vision boards, which I know you're holding an amazing vision board next week, right?
Yeah, December 12th. I don't know if this podcast will be out by then, but yeah, December 12th, I'm doing a vision board party at my brokerage.
Okay.
Yeah. What time is it at?
It's from 2 to 6. So there's
perfect.
There's a reason I did it, because people have Christmas parties in the evening.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People got stuff in the morning. So I was like, entrepreneurs are the ones that are usually coming. So like, that's who I'm surrounded by.
Yeah.
So I put it at a time where it's comfortable for... everyone.
I will be there for sure at 2:00.
Yay. Okay, perfect.
And then December 12th, you mentioned the Toronto Multifamily Meetup. We are having a amazing event partnered with Got Style.
Yes.
Fantastic award-winning top stylist in Canada. She has a fantastic men's clothing store. You should come, Mike.
Yeah.
You're Jessica. I hope you'll be there.
Okay.
Free food.
There.
Or not free, but it's including your tickets. Drinks, food, $50 gift cards.
Yes. And what date is that?
December 12th. So, but from 7 till 11.
Perfect. We vision board and we hang out with the best people.
I'm literally going to come to your vision board party, go home, get beautiful, and just hit the
okay,
party zone.
You need to come to this event. I've met the best people there. We went on an amazing weekend retreat too.
Yeah, to Muskoka. We hosted a Muskoka retreat.
See why I like knowing things on the podcast rather than before? Because I got all surprised. Like,
actually, speaking of the meetups, I want to go back to like another topic. But speaking of meetups, tell me why you guys even started that. You and Nicole hosted. How did you meet Nicole? And yeah, tell me a bit about how that even came about.
For sure. So Nicole Wang and myself have been very good friends since the day we met, which was about like 6 years ago. We met at a mutual friend's birthday dinner and we connected right away. We started hanging out. And then obviously I got into real estate. Nicole is a very high level in her career.
Mm-hmm.
She's not an agent or anything. She's very passionate about real estate.
Yeah.
And we both went down that journey together about learning to invest in real estate and wanting to invest in multifamily. So we started going to a bunch of conferences, educational events, anything we could go to learn about multifamily real estate investments, joining all the groups, all of the coaching programs, learning about the coaching programs and stuff. And then we went to Texas to an event there. Me, her, our other really good friend, Roxy. She lives in Nashville now. You would probably see her more often, but she lives in Nashville.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So us three and another one of our friends went to this multifamily conference in Texas.
Okay.
And that was like the trigger of it. That was in September. We're like, yeah, we should do like a meetup in Toronto. We don't have like a good group of people to powwow with every month. Let's do this. We want everybody to come together to create like a space for like-minded people to share ideas, share investment strategies, get resources. We have accountants, we have lawyers, we have private equity firms, we have funding companies, we have developers, we have lenders. I'm like the only real estate agent there.
So it's almost like a networking.
It is.
It's a network. Yes. And we all are developing relationships. We all know each other.
Yeah.
We're all, I know for sure people are doing deals because I'm putting people together myself to do deals. So it's fantastic. And we've started our first one in October. Yeah, October.
October this year?
Yeah, October. Okay. We've done November. We did it at one of the Park Cap listings, which is a beautiful building for sale right now on Bathurst Street in Toronto.
Nice.
We have a tenant in there, the Toronto.
The Cafe Blue Blue?
Yeah, yeah, it's a restaurant. We also have the University of Toronto
as
a tenant. We have a hair salon in there. So that building's currently for sale. Anyways, so that event was hosted there. And then what Jessica's talking about, we did a nice retreat for everybody in Muskoka. It was all inclusive. Mm-hmm. It was so nice. We had wonderful speakers just to help everybody who's in that group connect.
Yeah.
Get together, build relationships, grow. Because that's the whole point. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Absolutely.
I fully agree.
What's your vision for this in the future? Because I could see right now, and I'm a positive person. I like to see the map.
Yeah.
What is your vision for this in the future?
So Nicole and I are obviously very passionate about people connecting, and our ultimate goal is to, the two of us, our vision for ourselves is to invest in real estate, multifamily, larger projects, like 100 plus doors, probably in the Sun Belt of the U.S., but any unique projects in Ontario as well. And our goal for the group is to create a network. We want to help people create a space where we can all help each other and connect and learn from each other and grow together. So our ultimate goal is to continue to grow this network and grow within ourselves and each other and all support each other.
So what I'm hearing is growing a network and having an opportunity for the network to pretty much get into something that people can either make residual income or plan for the future or build equity or build generational wealth. Am I correct?
Yeah. So the goal for the group is there's so many different people involved, right? Like there's so many people from different backgrounds, lawyers, accountants, private equity people, like people who are just casually investing in real estate, people who own hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate. So it's a little complex for the overall goal of the group. But the tide thing is that we want to create a space for people to just like enjoy and get together. And it's high quality people attend. Yeah. We don't want any like...
I can attest to that part for sure. And like going back on like the kinds of people I met, like just so you get an idea, like we had Derek who invests in real estate but is big on energy work. And when we were in Muskoka, he was talking about energy. But if you know his background of investing in real estate and what he's even currently doing is absolutely insane.
Yeah, he has like an 8-figure portfolio of real estate.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people I personally know there, they definitely have like 8-figure and above 100%. Portfolios of real estate. So it's exciting. And you know what? Back to mentorship.
Yeah.
Where do you get your mentors? You have to connect. Yes. You have to meet people. You have to go out there.
Yeah. And you know what? I realized one thing too from your multifamily, and we talk about abundance a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was truly, not even in terms of material thing ways, but like, I think it was truly amazing. In the last month, I've been surrounded by you guys a lot, right?
Yeah. Like, we love you, Jessica. You're just such a ball of energy.
Yes.
Like we went to the first meetup, then we went to the retreat, and then we have a group, and we had like, people send in events and then we connect at other events.
Yeah.
To,
it's like family.
It is very much like a multi-family I pulled a dad joke this time. Yes,
okay, I like that.
But like, we were all at events together. We were like, we had someone cooking breakfast. We were drinking in the sauna. Like, it was just so much happening, but
it's fun.
It actually was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And in our group too, like, we realized then after that, Derek ended up hosting something at his house because we clearly didn't have enough of each other.
Yeah.
So we just been like in like this loop, and like the CBRE and all of those TD securities and all of them. So I actually got introduced to all this whole, a new world of commercial real estate.
Yeah.
Through them, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Sign me up.
Institutional investors more. Yeah. That was the last event, was a lot of institutional investors.
Yes.
Those guys that are working with some pretty high net worth family portfolios institutions.
Yeah.
Let's make this more fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like Mike is like, I've had enough.
I want to ask a question. So when you closed your first commercial deal, what's the craziest thing you bought? That you're, when you close it, you're like, okay, I'm gonna.
Well, I shop till I drop. So that question.
So you just shop regardless anyway.
What is the craziest thing I got? I just got a new Porsche around time.
You were sticking to a Porsche. She said for a screw Porsche, for a Porsche.
Porsche, wow. Okay.
Yeah, but I shop till I drop, Mike.
Wow.
I'm in fashion as well. Yeah. Just keep that in mind. There's a reason.
You know what? I wanted to bring that up because, like, if you ever see Nicole and her, like, dress up, and, like, if you see them at any event, they are, like, their fashion sense is, like, beyond amazing. I actually wanted to bring
that
up.
Thank you.
Is
that something
you are passionate about fashion?
You know what I wanted to say? You gave me that, like, Selling Sunset vibes.
I hear it a lot.
Amazing, like, elegant, selling all this beautiful million-dollar property and walking and saying, I am who I am. And I like the energy that I see from you. It takes me a while to kind of feel somebody's energy. And right now, the energy that I feel is I'm confident in who I am. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm worth. I bring a lot to the table. And when you talk to me, you're going to get something out of it. Mm-hmm. So I might sit here and be watching. It's because I'm trying to get that sense of energy from you.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
I'm sitting for the past 30 That's minutes now. I'm like, wow, this person is confident, understands, pays attention to clients, and that's very important to have. Like, I'm really impressed.
That's why I keep him around.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate those comments. I really do. And I can say the same for Jessica and for you, that Jessica, I've known you for quite a bit now, like a couple months, and you're just always a ray of sunshine.
Yes.
She is so sweet, and she just adds so much value to her clients as well, and you're very ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend that you keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing such a great job.
I do appreciate that. Honestly, you need to join the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, I just met you, but you've got great vibes, and you know, I'm hoping to learn more about your developments and all that stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do have a question to for audience. If somebody's trying to get into the space that you are, I don't know if anybody knows, single mom, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you advise somebody to be able to do that, that's struggling, that's like, I don't know how to do this, I have so much problems or such a lot of things in the background and I want to be able to do this. You've been able to navigate that.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to them?
I would say time management is key. As a parent, your schedule is locked and loaded. Like, time management, you have to write down, like, what you want to get done that day, when you're going to get it done, and just schedule accordingly. And have belief in yourself. You can really do anything you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any person on this earth has the ability to accomplish all their goals and dreams. They just can't give up, right? And like, I feel like you are doing that, you're doing that, Mike. I'm trying my best. We're all trying. Just don't give up. Even if you shoot for the moon, if you're like telling your dreams to people are like, oh, this is so crazy. Who the frick cares? At least you'll land among the stars.
Do you know what I always see, especially, you know, I always tell people online is not a true reflection of what's really happening on the ground. But what I see a lot online is, oh, you guys can talk about success because you have it. And it's like, most people don't realize that you have to go through it. So what advice would you have for somebody who's online now then being like, okay, these people can actually talk about success because they've gotten there. I don't have money. I don't have $100 to my name. What advice would you give them to have in order to get to that success?
I would say take it 1 hour at a time. Don't think too much about the future, but know what your goals are. Write down your goals every single day and take little action steps, even if it's just something small every day. If you don't have $100, find out who's hiring, how you can get a job, where you can get a job, and then just go hand out resumes. Yeah. You know, you have to be creative because you can't depend on anybody. You have to depend on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I understand everybody has circumstances that they're going through, right? We all do. Mm-hmm. But to have a pity party, it's not going to work.
No.
Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
I know that because I literally depend on nobody but myself. And because I support my son, my goal is to take care of my son and myself and my family and friends as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, guess what? It's up to you. You got to do it. You got to do it, people.
You know what? That's the one thing. I think once people start taking ownership of their situation and take full responsibility of what's their circumstances is and get out of that limiting belief patterns that they're like
limiting beliefs
instilled into them continuously, and they've done it for
and
themselves.
Shake it up, and shake up your routine. Actually, if it's not working for you, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
it. Change it. Yeah, exactly. Stop it. Change it. Reevaluate. And I think, and you know what? We've all been there at some point. We feel like we're like, where do we go next? Mm-hmm. And we understand that's mindset as well. But I think one thing I can probably speak for all of us is like, we truly knew the place we were at wasn't the place we wanted to be.
Yes.
And then we seeked out tools. And you know what I realized after being around your meetup? Surrounding yourself with the people you aspire to be or you want to take learnings from is probably, no matter how much money you have in your bank account, the fact that if you can surround yourself with the people that are going to support you and are where you want to be, automatically you kind of like trick your brain into be like, oh, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Write down your goals. Write down your goals. Important. Even if you don't have 50 cents in the bank, just write down your goals and then figure out what's one small thing that you can do, because everybody's dealing with hardship. Mm-hmm. Some is much more than others.
Mm-hmm.
We get that, but it can always change, guys.
I agree.
Your why is important. Your why.
Yeah, why are you doing what you're doing?
Why are you doing what you're doing? Are you just doing it just to make money? That's great, but it's only going to last you a certain amount of time, right? Your why, doing this for my family. I'm doing it for, you know, future family.
Yeah.
It's very important. And what I see here with both of you is understanding the fact that you're doing this for more than just you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing this for your son. You're doing this for your family. You're doing this to inspire other women also, even
absolutely.
Men too.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's a big one, yeah.
Important women. And in this real estate space that I'm in, I work with a lot of women. And in the companies that I have, women run everything. My VP of operations is a woman.
Women are going crazy now. Like, we love each other. We support each other, right?
I fully agree with that. It's actually a good change that we're seeing.
It's like a sisterhood.
Yes.
It's true. Like, I am surrounded by amazing women that, like Nicole, she's my friend. Catherine is also one of our, she's a member of our, she's like one of the partners, I guess you could say, of our group. And she's just amazing as well. So women are going crazy.
I absolutely
in a good way.
I absolutely love that. And just seeing this dynamic also helps to reinforce the fact that women are very smart, powerful, understanding. And my thing with understanding your journey now is to understand, what do you want to be? Where do you want to go in the future, right? Because I know you have all this partnerships, but where do you, as a person, want to go in the future? Where do you see yourself being, say, 5 years from now?
That's a great question, and I'll answer for you. So obviously my goal is to be totally financially free, to be and also location free. I would love to be working all over the world and traveling throughout the world. And I was doing
private jet.
Yeah. Hopefully one day, you never know. Let's shoot for the moon, people. Yes. But where do I want to go? I want to be one of the top luxury real estate agents. So this is something we didn't touch on yet. I do a lot of commercial. Mm-hmm. I love commercial, so I would like to be very active in commercial, and that's my goal. Yeah. But also I have this other area, which is luxury, that I've recently gotten a bunch of luxury listings. Mm. They're very hard to sell.
Very.
And it takes a special touch to get things done, mm-hmm. and people are very... they have a lot of demand. So I would love to work more in that space, which I'm doing right now. I have a couple listings. You can check out my website.
Yes, please.
To check out my luxury real estate listings. So please do.
Yeah.
If you know anybody interested. Anyway, so what my goals are for the next 5 years, I want to be like a really doing fantastic in real estate as an agent in commercial and luxury space. Mm-hmm. I want to grow this multifamily meetup to, again, just build a network and meet wonderful people like Jessica and Mike, you now, and everybody, and help each other grow and continue to streamline that. And I would love to have like 5,000 doors. Eventually, like that's my goal with the multifamily meetup, is to continue investing. I already have some. I'm continuing to invest and learn more and grow more with the right partners and the right people, hopefully in the U.S. That's my agenda. That's where I see myself in the past.
We actually did this funny thing. I think we were all half tipsy, so I don't even know if you remember it. Like, it was after the multifamily meetup, and it was me, you, Nicole, and I think Kyle.
Yeah,
and
Kyle's amazing.
Yeah, look, we were like, we put our hands in the middle, and we're like, powwow of like 5,000 doors by this, or something. We put like a little date or something in there. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, idea. I do. I do these powwows all the time with like my people. Like, this is what we're gonna do.
We're like, it was at a bar, and like after a multifamily meetup, everyone was not tipsy, but like everyone had enough.
Yes.
And we were like in the middle of the bar, like, 5,000 doors.
Yes.
5,000 doors is a lot. I love that.
It's not a lot, though, if you look at the grand scheme of other people doing shit. People that's are true. Having 5,000, 500,000. Why should we not have 500?
Correct. And that's when the environment makes a big difference, right? Because then when you surround yourself with the people who are doing things at another level, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, there is a next level. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, when you play a video game, you open up the next level. I don't play video games, so I'm guessing that's what happens. but you know, when you like go through that level and then you're like, oh, there's a next level and there's a next level. And that's what I realized that like the environment does. And that's why even 5,000 units, it's like possible.
Absolutely.
It's nothing. It's scale. More. Scale. Yeah. So that environment makes a huge... And I wanted to share something, actually. This last month, as I've been surrounded by you guys mostly,
aww.
I actually took a break from dance.
Wow.
I know.
Well, yeah, you need to get back into it.
I wasn't there. I know. Well, I had a lot of real estate events going on, but also I wanted to trick my brain to see what happens if I surround myself with abundance.
Mm. Fully, I love that.
Fully surround myself with abundance because I, like, we dance, right? And we've talked about this. I think we have to also elevate to a level for us to help our people elevate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I was like, I'm always going to be a dancer at heart. Like, that's just my family. Like, after one of the meetups, we went to one of my classes. We did, like, a gender reveal for one of my friends after a dance class.
I love this.
So those people are going to be my family forever.
Yes.
But I'm like, you know what? You guys are also now my family. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how do I elevate myself to the level where... it's easy for me to bring them up too.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me always like, it's like a tug and tug, mm-hmm. right? Like where the conversations are very different.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like a paycheck to paycheck conversation compared to $5,000 conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
It's also exposure. I always explain it this way. It's like an elephant that was, or a lion you can say, that was raised in the zoo. In comparison, than a lion that's raised in the jungle. They don't even freaking know what's going on out there in the jungle. All they know is that cage that they're in. They don't know the wealth and everything that they could have in the jungle because they've never been exposed.
Absolutely. Yes, that's a great point.
And it's true. If you don't know, you don't even know what the hell's out there.
You don't know what you don't know.
Because you don't know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
see, you're not exposed.
That is like, you guys literally opened up my mind to the possibilities. Like every single person I met in that meetup was like, whoa. Like, you guys are doing cool.
That makes me so
happy.
I'm so grateful, like, and I know Nicole will be very grateful. Yeah. And that's our intention, is to be able to raise, have people grow. Yeah. Grow together. Help each other. Because her and me and our entire, everybody that surrounds us, we all help each other.
Yes,
with no expectations, by the way.
Yeah, seen that. That's very important. Like, I've seen Derek and Kyle, and you guys all do that, like,
it's a shared mindset.
It is very much. I think you're right. That's the part. I think it's not real estate only that connects us. It's the mindset and the core that connects us. Because I remember when I went to the meetup too, I connected with most people on spirituality and energy
I
work
love that, yeah.
than I did on real estate. Mm. So that's a key part.
I agree.
Right? Okay. I know we can talk forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want one more question. Not like a question.
Okay.
What would you want to leave this podcast saying? What is the, like, a few things, or if it's one, a few things, I want you to, because I feel like there's so much knowledge that you have that people can actually get. So maybe we didn't touch on something that you feel like you can give to somebody out there. So what would you say?
Yeah, no, awesome. What I would like to say, and I hope people get, is that you can do anything that you want to do. Believe in yourself, surround yourself with the right people, and just take action step and have a positive attitude. And for me, like, I am available to help anybody with any of their real estate journeys that they, I mean, questions, anything like that. I'm passionate about it. I love it. And also for people to come join our group if they're interested.
So tell us more where they can find you with your Instagram, the multifamily group, everything. Just tell us where they can look at you up.
Yeah, so they can follow me on Instagram. It's Natasha Sonja, Sonja. It's my middle name. Okay. My website, so Park Cap Group. Google Natasha Eatner. You guys can post all my details and stuff. Awesome. I'm always available to help. No problem if anybody ever wants to reach out.
Amazing. You know what? Let's try and get this episode out before. It's going to be tricky, but we'll try to do it before December 12th.
Absolutely.
We've got the vision board party and the multifamily meetup.
Exactly. Yes. So I was like, it's just I think the time, universe is timing, man.
Yeah.
Timing. So
it is.
It's like a great, like, because 12-12 is also 12-12. Like, December 12th, 12th.
What does that mean?
So, like, just.
I was like, hold on. What's going on here?
Numerology.
I know. I don't know shit about numerology. But it's just like alignment, right?
Yeah,
you know,
alignment?
When you
12-12?
See, when you see 11-11.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, 12-12.
There's nothing to it except that.
12-12.
Where's the message? 12-12, guys.
I have no idea what that means, but I heard from someone that is.
You're correct.
It's just alignment.
She's correct. But we didn't even realize
just the
that.
Just the day of alignment.
I love that.
Right.
No. And your whole life is about alignment. But you have to put yourself out there to get into alignment.
Yes.
Don't get stuck, people. If it doesn't feel right, shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, literally, somatic work works. Dance. See, that's what we did.
See, we started
dancing. I saw his Instagram. I said to Mike, I was like, let me follow you on Instagram, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I look, I'm like, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
This dance.
Yeah.
We should do a multi-family dance meetup at his class.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I love to dance. I'm not a good dancer, but I would love to dance.
Okay. He teaches, so we can go to his class. So it's comfort.
Where is it located?
Toronto, downtown.
Okay.
I can't remember the
70 Huron.
70 Hurons. Oh!
What's the name of the studio you do
it's called Zing.
Okay.
So
let's do it. When's the next class?
My next class is next Friday.
Is it hip hop or?
No.
It's Afro and dancehall.
Let's do it.
It's, you know, if people want to come out.
Yeah.
It's always fun, energetic.
Maybe we should do a collab, like a hip hop Afro dancehall, and that would be the class.
Yes.
That would be
so fun.
Yeah.
Let's totally do that. We'll plan it.
We'll plan that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah. So let's conclude this at the time. Okay.
Yes. I can keep going for like hours.
I know.
Me too.
Yeah.
See, it became so comfortable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me. And I like talking to you guys. You're both fantastic people and you're both got amazing mindsets and beautiful souls. So thank you.
Yeah, same for you. It. Honestly, we really do appreciate it. I know it's like everyone, you have a really busy schedule. So I appreciate all of us coming together. Yeah, we all do. And I appreciate this working out. And I think everything works out in the right time, right place, and when it's meant to be. Definitely. So
amen. Amen, amen sister. Amen.
On that note, yes.
A wrap. It's a wrap. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. That was fun, actually.
I hope, yeah, right?
I hope you had fun.
I did. It was really fun.